Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Merle Exit. Yes, it's been a while, but I'll tell you, this summer has been really hot. Right now, it's not so bad. I'm here in New York. It's 8 p.m. on my time, and we're going to be discussing various products. Yep. As I sit here with a personal air filter going, a Buddha board to write on, or sort of to paint on, some various healthy products, including one I got something I'm rubbing my foot along. Oh, yeah. So this will be a pretty good show. We'll see if it interests all of you for holiday gifts. That's what it's for. No, I can't bring my frying pan in here. Well, there's no reason because I can't cook in here, but we'll be talking about that as well. I'm going to be going... Well, that must have been Esther. She's coming in to say hello. Eunice, where are you? Well, in case if they sound alike because they're sisters, that's why. And of course, it's got to have a sponsor. So time for a commercial.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes. Well, I haven't had these brownies in a while. I'd call them up, but because of the heat, I guess they're not going to send them off to me right now. But you can get these brownies by going to www.brownies.com, and then believe me, they are the best brownies. Well, we're waiting for our first caller to call in. Okay. Well, this is going to be quite interesting. It looks as if Andrea Bocelli is going to be doing a free concert here in New York. Yes, that's the word free, as opposed to $400 a ticket. The concert will be September 15th, being held in New York's Central Park at the Great Lawn. And there was an announcement that people could, well, I guess they could have gotten tickets online, but they had the announcement said that you can go to several places, I guess one in each borough of New York City. And for those of you who aren't familiar with New York City, there are five boroughs, which is Manhattan and Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Staten Island. So I went to the one here in Queens at a place called Queens Theater in the Park, which hopefully we'll be getting someone to interview who's doing a show there. I'm seeing a show this Sunday. Which I'll tell you about in a second. Anyway, I got the tickets. They were allowed 4 tickets per household. And I went to the website, and it was a whole list. This is the website of not of Central Park, but of Andre Bocelli. And according to the website, they have a list of yeses and nos of what you're allowed to bring and weren't things you weren't allowed to bring. So it said you were allowed to bring a beach towel. It says small beach towel. I don't know what that means by a small beach towel. Okay. And you weren't allowed to bring chairs or an umbrella. I mean, there were other things, but I'm not clear, then, whether there are seats, whether they're setting up seats. I'm still getting that clear because I don't know about you, but my butt can't sit down on the ground there. And, I mean, unless he's performing in the sky, I won't be able to view the stage because I won't be able to sit up. I might be able to just, you know, lie down, maybe bring a cushion. Cushion? I should take a look to see if you're allowed to bring a cushion. Oh, yes, then I can bring my futon cushion, and it's, at least I can do that. Anyway, so, and then it does, you know, no umbrella. Well, and if it rains, I mean, are they going to call it, postpone it, or do they expect you just like, oh, just sit there and just, get soaking wet and just listen to the show? It's kind of being sponsored through the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, and I called them and talked to their communications person and waiting to hear what the logistics will be for this. I don't know if there's any more tickets left. There's no tickets online, that's for sure. But I don't think there'll be, somehow I have a feeling going to any of these places there won't be any tickets. So that's what's doing right now. Let's see. I'm going to be my next trip. I'm going off to Portland, Maine sometime next month, early next month. And I'm also going setting up to go to, Alton, Illinois, and St. Louis, Missouri, which I guess are right across the way from each other on the Mississippi River. And then a couple of places that are near Chicago. So those are kind of some of the places that are coming up. Waiting for the person to call in. From, I don't know, the healthy something. I got it. Let me see. What's it called? Health. We got Health Enterprises. It's only Massachusetts. It's not as if we, okay. Well, it's, I don't know, if Megan Schmidt. Is a person over here from where things got delivered from. I don't know if she's the one who's calling in. I think the person, I guess, maybe who thought of all these items would be calling in. So in the meantime, well, hopefully. All right. So let's play something. Oh, okay. I'm going to play this is Josh Groban only because I don't know if anybody, if you saw him on David Letterman. If you haven't, I suggest that you Google Josh Groban, David Letterman, top 10. He did the top 10, let's see, top 10 songs, let's see, that he would never sing, rejects. Top 10 Josh Groban rejects. That's really very funny. I don't think people knew he had that much of a sense of humor. So, but this is not that. This is not one of his rejects. This is one of his songs, Love Always Knows.
So long, and we're always such a good thing when it's gone. Would it be alright if we just left our heads tonight? Take me away from this old game. Would it be alright if I just stayed with you tonight? And before I go, will I ever see you again? She said, love only knows. Love only knows if we'll give in to fear and choose life undercover. Love only knows if it's special enough, then we'll choose one another. We'll choose each other. She said, love only knows if it's special enough.
that nice as I sit here and do something on my Buddha board, waiting for my caller. It's like I'm painting. That's what it's kind of like. Painting with water. I'll explain it when they come on. Well, just for the heck of it, let's see. I have a phone number here. Let's see if this kind of works. Okay. I'm not sure because it's after hours, but let's see. Let's see. We got it. Massachusetts. And let's see. We're going to call and see what we get. It's dialing out. Okay. I'm not hearing the phone ringing. That's kind of interesting. Okay. Let's try again. The question is this on the air right now? Okay. Okay. Dialing. Let's see.
Hello, and thank you for calling Health Enterprises. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time during this message. To access the company directory by press the pound key now.
Well, it's after hours, so we're not going to get that. Well, at least that worked. At least I found out that it was working after all. Well, I guess play some more music, and at some point I'm going to find out why they miss calling in. Let's see what else we have here. Okay. Here we go. This is, believe, from Les Mis.
Autumn.
course, I have a caller. What happened? Oh, God, lost the person. I think I clicked the wrong. Did I click something wrong? Let's see. Let's have the person call in. We'll try again. God knows here. Okay. Come on, call back. Call back. I think I hit the wrong thing. All right, I don't know, I saw an area code that seemed to be Massachusetts, so let's get you back, hopefully. In the meantime, let's go back to I Dreamed a Dream, or let's see. Okay, let's play this for a while. If I get the caller.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of the day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Dream of tomorrow and wonder why. The past is holding me, keeping life at bay. I wander lost in yesterday, wanting to fly, but scared to try.
I'm based in Vancouver, Canada, And I started Buddha Board about 10 years ago. My mother actually helped get me interested in the. She introduced the technology to me, and I sort of took the idea and designed the Buddha Board, and so I've basically been getting it out into the world ever since. I started off the Vancouver Art Gallery, selling it there, and then did the San Francisco gift show, and it sort of took off, and I'm now in about, gosh, I'd say about 4,000 stores worldwide, and I've got about 5 products, different products, all based on the same Buddha Board concept. And for those who don't know what Buddha Board is about, it's a tablet that you paint on with water, and as the water touches the surface, it creates an image, turns dark. The surface is normally white, and it turns black, and then as the water slowly evaporates, the image that you've painted slowly disappears, and then you just start all over again. So I sort of designed it for 2 things. One was the sort of based on the Buddhist, Zen Buddhist concept of living in the moment. So you create your masterpiece, and then as it gently fades away, you let it go, and then you start all over again. And then the other concept is just purely for fun and doodling and tapping into that creative side that we all have.
I guess you're not going to, as much as you can tell us, what is this Buddha board made of?
It's a proprietary. I can't tell you what it's literally made of, but it's sort of the thing I tell people. It's kind of like if you've ever done anything with clay. It's like dried clay. When dried clay gets wet, it turns darker, and so it's almost like a ceramic type of a surface. And it was interesting because I was actually in China a few months ago, and I saw a gentleman. He must have been about 90 years old, and he was painting on the sidewalk with water and just concrete, and wherever the water would, it's so hot there that the water would, it would turn dark, and then about, a few minutes later, it's completely gone as the water would evaporate. So he was kind of using a real urban type of Buddha board, but it's a pretty simple concept.
So it's not, it looks like paper.
It does, yeah. It looks like a sort of a white tablet or a paper tablet. And we also sell it in different colors. It comes in 5 different colors. So whatever, if you've got a red Buddha board, then when the water touches the surface, it turns red. The original Buddha board, which is the one that I designed at the very beginning, was comes in black only, and that's sort of the most Zen looking of all the product line. And then we also have mini Buddha boards.
Different sizes. I have the mini Buddha board. That's what I have.
Oh, you have the mini, okay. Yeah, that's a great one for traveling, for kids, and if you ever want to pull it out in restaurants or stuff. We have a laptop Buddha board as well, which is based, the mini was based on the laptop design, which it folds into itself, so it kind of looks like a laptop computer when it's in its closed position, and it's nice for traveling because you got the water well is encompassed in there, and you can put the brush inside, and that one comes in different colors, and so it's a nice alternative to the original Buddha board, which is a little bit different. It's a more stationary, meant to just sort of sit on the table or desk or whatever, and it doesn't travel as well, but it's an interesting design in itself as well.
Now, I also want to ask you, there's looks like 2 sides, or 2, this looks like...
Oh, on the mini Buddha board, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, on the mini Buddha board, it doubles as a gift card. So on the right-hand side, when you open it up, on the right-hand side, there's some Japanese sort of paper that you can write a message on. So, if you want to give it as a birthday gift to somebody, you write, happy birthday and in pen on that side. And then there's also, it comes with, 12 stickers, and you can choose the appropriate sticker to put on the front cover of the Buddha board, give it as a gift. So it makes a nice gift. And then when they're finished reading their card, they flip it around, and it sort of acts as its own easel. And then you're ready to start painting away. It comes with a little brush, and that one retails for about $9.95. So it's kind of a nice It's like a gift card idea that we thought people would enjoy.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was trying to figure out if I'm thinking to myself, well, if this fades away, because I was thinking about on the gift card one, well, if it fades away, you know, what good is it if you're giving it gifts and goes, and if somebody says, well, what are you giving blank? It says nothing on there. And I went, oh, well, it was nice before. Just all fades away.
That's right. It was a nice thought, and it, you can write on pen on the one side, and it, just don't write on the pen on the Buddha board side, because it will be permanent.
So,
but again, you know what,
words,
I tell people.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, so in other words, what it's meant is it's not like a removable card. You're writing on the card, and then you're sending the entire thing as a gift to somebody.
Yeah, you're just writing on the one side to say whatever the occasion may be, and then once they've kind of read that, they can then flip it around and use it as a Buddha board, a mini Buddha board.
Okay, so the gift to somebody is the entire thing. So it's not like
absolutely,
you get to keep part of it.
No, they give them the whole thing, and like I said, it comes with the brush, and there are the instructions and everything in there, and It does really well, actually. It's our number two best-selling product. The original Buddha board is sort of the favorite, but people really like the mini as well, so it's done well.
So, in other words, kind of the mini is a combination of gift for yourself and somebody else, or a way to give a gift to somebody else.
You can either obviously keep it for yourself if you want to have something that's a little bit more portable, but it's a gift card. I call it a gift card for somebody.
Right.
You know? It's a card. It's a birthday card or whatever, anniversary card. But it also has the added bonus of having a Buddha board in it that they can use afterwards. So.
Okay. Or I could just kind of sit here and use it for a number of days, months, and say, okay, I'm bored with it. I'll send it as a gift to somebody.
Hey, listen, whatever works, absolutely.
Okay, had enough. No. I'll send it off to someone as a gift.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It could be a combination of gift for yourself to just, on the plane. So, no, this is not anything that anybody is going to check to see if it's okay, huh?
No, absolutely. It's a great, we sell in a lot of airport gift shops because it's nice to take on the plane. You just need a little bit of water, and it won't get buzzed through the X-ray machine, and it's all safe. There's no toxic. And the nice thing about Buddha board is it saves on paper, so it's environmentally friendly. It doesn't use any paints or chemicals or anything like that. It's just plain old tap water, and you can reuse it over and over again. It'll last for years if you take care of it, which is nice.
Okay, so is there any instructions like what to do, what not to do with this? I mean, I got
there
this.
Are, yeah, we have
yeah.
We have a care and instructions inside, and it just the main thing is to just not touch the surface with your fingers or any sharp objects because it can scratch fairly easily. And also, it also absorbs oils and things like that. That's why you shouldn't touch it with your hands. But as long as you use clean water and don't touch the surface, it's fine. And I've got Buddha boards that are 10 years old and still going strong. And so it's
Well, just in a corner, little corner, like just touched it a second to find out like what it was. I thought it to me. It looks like paper. So when you say what it was made out of, I'm going, it is? Wait a minute. And then it's like ceramic sort of.
Yeah.
Whereas
it is.
The
it's
other side, like if I touch the other side, I would go, oh, it's paper.
Yeah, I know, and we have it, and it does explain that on the instructions somewhere. Hopefully, I know it. I don't have one in front of me, but no, it does explain on there that the one side is the Buddha board side, and the other side is the paper side. But it's that the original Buddha board is more tablet like. It's a little bit. It's a thicker board, and And then, of course, and as well as the laptop Buddha board, they both are a bit more, the surface is a little bit thicker and more tablet-like, so it looks less like paper, but...
Maybe.
But yeah, people enjoy it.
Yeah.
And one of the other nice things that
you
don't have to be an artist to use it.
Yes, I noticed that. I'm just going, just kind of like, oh, look, and I like the paintbrush, so to speak, because you could like, is it like a point?
Yeah.
Plus, so you have the thinness, and then you could just even make it like thick too.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people actually use Buddha boards to practice their kanji or their, you know, their calligraphy or their Chinese characters with, because again, it saves on paper. They just need some water, and they just so they go ahead and they and you can buy other brushes too and use them on the Buddha board. You don't have to use the one that's we have a bamboo brush on the original Buddha board that it comes with. And the mini Buddha board, it comes with a smaller brush, but you can do all kinds of stuff. I like to use a spray bottle, and it creates a very interesting kind of effect, you know. And some people like to do flicking it, like they dip their finger in the water and then they flick the Buddha board. So there's all kinds of fun stuff you can do with it.
Oh, good. I'll try a couple of little things like that. Matter of fact, I think what I have to do is I'm going to need you guys to send me another one, because I want to send this out as a gift to somebody. And if I do, I won't have one to play with anymore.
Absolutely. We'll send you an original Buddha board. That's sort of the one that
I'd
started
like
it all. So.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. And in the original one, that would have, does that one come in colors or just the minis?
It doesn't. The original just is in black. However, if you want a larger one in color, we can send you a laptop Buddha board. It comes in 5 different colors. So just
so
let
I
us
can,
know which you know, comes
which,
pink,
oh, what color,
red,
what color?
Pink, red, aqua, green, and pink and black.
Okay, definitely aqua. I always I'm a blue person. I love.
Oh, okay.
Like color blue. Very zen, isn't it?
Actually, no, blue's nice. I like the blue one. It's a nice color. It's one of our bigger sellers too. So, we'll send you an aqua laptop Buddha board. That'd be great.
By the way, I have a great place for you to have this sold. When I was in California, I went to a place called the City of 10,000 Buddhas.
Ah, interesting.
It's located near Ukiah, the city of Ukiah in Mendocino County.
Oh,
and,
nice. Okay. I think I might have seen that on your website.
Yeah. They do have a gift shop.
That's great.
So
we'll give them a call for sure.
Yeah, I think this would be, you know, the kind of thing that people would be interested in. Of course, just the fact that it had the word Buddha on it, you know. But
yeah, it's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus. How did you come up with the name? Why Buddha? I mean, like, how did you think of Buddha board? Just because it's
The reason why Buddha is because the concept of living in the moment is sort of a Zen concept. You know, so again, you're creating this you know artwork, and then it disappears. So you create it, and then you let it go. So that's a very Zen Buddhist concept. So I just thought, you know, the word Buddha board, it flows well. It sounds good, and it suits the Zen Buddhist concept of living in the moment, which the product is about. It's also again just about having fun and doodling and playing with it. But that's where I did get the name from. And I'm not Buddhist myself. I get that question a lot, but I definitely relate to a lot of the Buddhist, you know, philosophies, and this is definitely one of them that I enjoy and I try and live by as much as I can. So, yeah, just living in the moment.
By the way, I took the brush and I flicked the water at it.
Oh yes, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I like the sort of the Jackson Pollock. It's also one of the neat things about it. Like I said, you don't have to be an artist. A lot of people enjoy that. In fact, we sell to. I've had a number of mothers in this case. They were all seem to be mothers who would send us emails thanking us and, you know, saying how their kids who were dyslexic. Really enjoyed using it because they weren't afraid to create art, which a lot of people are. They would create it, but because it disappeared, they kind of felt more comfortable doing that. So the kids that never would paint or draw or do anything in the past have started to use the Buddha board because it kind of gives them a comfort level of doing that. But like I say to everyone, you know, you don't have to be an artist. And one of the nice things about it also is you start off with an image, and then because it's an organic product, meaning the water, you know, halfway through the evaporation process, what you initially design, you know, sort of created sort of morphs into completely different things that you had no intention to do, but equally as beautiful or sometimes more beautiful, you know. So it's kind of neat to fool around with it and to watch it change, and then you can add to those things, and it's a never-ending kind of, you know, creative tool that you can play with.
You know, I was just thinking one of the other things that, that you can utilize is to have your camera.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
If you see something you like, just take a photo of it and say, oh, okay, and then maybe you can recreate it on something else,
yes.
Like something permanent. So, oh, I like this, and this came as a nice design, and, hey, it would even make a great photograph, too.
Yeah, no, it's true, and in fact, I know my mother, she's a big fan, but she's created fabrics from her designs on the Buddha board, but definitely, and we have a Facebook thing on our Facebook on the website right now, where if people send in their Buddha board artwork, we'll choose one of them and then basically put it up on the website, and then we, you know, as a prize, we give them an original Buddha board. So definitely taking a picture of it is great. There's all kinds of stuff you can do, and that's the other thing. I don't, you know, even though it is partially about living in the moment, it's also, just like I said, it's about having fun with it. And so I, you know, whatever makes someone happy, however they use it, is great by me. I think it's just, you know, the more creative you get with it, the better.
Yeah, you can make a whole series of photos just kind of doing this. You just spend like a, you know, just with that camera and just keep taking a photo of each one and, you know, then just say, oh, I like this or this. And, you know, you never know. Because, listen, you go to art museums and a lot of times you look at it and go, I don't know, I think I could do that, you know. Well,
That's right. it's fun to see some of the half evaporated images that
get
created.
Yes, I'm watching this now as it's evaporating and like what it's looking like. That's the interesting thing also that you said, as it's evaporating and you see the things that are left, you know. And as a matter of fact, here comes another idea. You take a shot, you take a photo when it starts, take a photo of the middle, in the middle of it as well.
Yeah.
To see what
that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, you can have a lot of fun. Probably, especially.
Yeah, we've even had people use it at parties. They put it up on the fireplace or the mantle or wherever in the living room, and it's sort of the game is to just, you know, people keep adding to it just as the party kind of goes on. And it's so, people have sent in emails of all kinds of interesting ideas how to use it, and it's fun, so.
That's a great idea. Yes, when people just adding to it or just, yes. Oh, that would be, yes, that's cool. Wow. It's amazing. You can invent something, you know, so simple and and yet get a lot out of it, you know. Now that, I mean, I'm not touching it, but I see the other side. Yes, it does look like paper.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, when I designed it, I didn't intend it. There are a lot of people using it in different ways that I had no intention when I started out, but it's just added to the, you know, enjoyment for me of getting it out there, because we get a lot of art therapists and psychotherapists and people in the medical world using Buddha boards with their patients, and because they find that it has a very calming effect, and it has a, and then that impermanence, the change, and it helps people deal with things in ways that, again, I never intended to design the board for that purpose, but we just get people, you know, again, in the art therapy world, you know, buying them from us. So I think that's pretty cool, just the fact that it's being used in ways to help people heal and other things like that as well. So
yeah, I think, well, and you just never know what people can create, you know, just that that can be simple and functional in so many ways, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely, now that I had already touched, you know, one little corner of this thing and know that it's not a piece of paper, I will refrain from putting my finger oils on it.
Unless you want it to be permanent, in which case that's okay too.
That's the whole thing. I'm going to just kind of, as I... you know, I might have this here for every time I'm on doing a radio show. I'll just sit here and do that. Yeah, well, while I have
doodle
the same
away. Yeah, that's great.
Or kind of doodle, you know, and stuff like that. When I get a chance, actually, what I think, because I still want to get there, write an article, and what I'll do, instead of using a photo, let's say, to show what the product looks like, you know, like from your end, you know, a photo that I say, okay, give me a photo. I think what I'll do is I'll, you know, create something on there and take a photo myself and just and use that, you know, so people could see kind of what it looks like, you know. And
absolutely, whatever works.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I so appreciate. I know you have something that you need to do. And I so appreciate your calling in and sharing this with us, and I definitely look forward to my aqua.
Yes, we will send it out right away.
Yeah,
thanks for having me on.
Yes, and you're great. So have a good evening as best you can.
Thanks, Merle.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
So,
thank you very much.
And I may, you know, I may get in touch with you guys if I have any questions. All right.
Absolutely, no problem, anytime.
Okay, take care.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, this is so cool. I didn't realize. I will send this off to somebody after I get the other one and let somebody else play with this. Place the city of 10,000 Buddhas might enjoy this. Oh, look, and I have, I see, and these, the stickers here that I'll use. It even has, it's a nice stickers, too. So, let's see. Okay. So, we're going to take a pause, another music pause, before... Who our next caller, which what we'll be talking about. My air filter. I'm really waiting to talk about this area as I'm sitting here breathing so nicely in my room. So let's see what we have. Okay. Oh, yeah. What's happened lately? Okay. This is right. A little newsy. In New York, the law got passed for same-sex marriages and make sure that I got in on this, too. Didn't get married. However, I've become an ordained minister, and I can perform the ceremonies legally for the same-sex weddings or any weddings, but this is what I'm looking forward to doing, which is going to come up pretty soon. And I bring this up also because the show Hair was doing this thing. I believe it was on the day after, and I think they're also doing this every Wednesday performance, although I think they're only going to be here till like somewhere in October. At the end of the show, I'm not sure who's doing the ceremony, but they will be doing the same-sex weddings on the stage. I guess I would imagine, I don't know if it says that it could be, you know, heterosexual couples, I'm sure, could participate as well, but that's what they're doing. And hats off to them, and here's one of my favorite songs from Hair.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new tall lies, with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness whom
but not the stale air. Oh, yes. And, well, and speaking of stale air or non-stale air, right now, as I said, I have this wonderful personal air filter sitting in front of me. Hello, how are you? Thank you for, did you invent this, the air filter?
Hello, Merle. This is Chris Gibson with Human Scale, and no, I'm not the inventor of the air purifier, but it is the product line that I lead for the company.
So, what I first want to talk about before I get into the air filter itself, I wanted to discuss that people don't like to say realize that the air quality in your home or in your office can be even worse than the air quality outside. Is that true?
That is true, Merle. Actually, the EPA estimates that air quality indoors can actually be up to 5 times worse than it is outdoors. And we as Americans spend about 90% of our time indoors, so that's, that presents quite an issue. So most people, when they think about air pollution, they're thinking about outdoor air pollution. But when they're inside, they believe that they're, you know, really sheltered from that. But the truth of the matter is that it's actually, for the most part, worse indoors.
Now, do you think, in terms of the air quality, do you think it's worse in an office or in your own home?
I think it just really depends on the environment and the type of office or type of home. Overall, in the statistics, in the data and research from the EPA and different studies, they really don't specify whether it's necessarily worse in an office or a home. But I think that for the most part, over time, as we've begun to seal off buildings more and more to be more energy efficient, which is definitely a good thing from an energy perspective, we've begun to neglect the quality of air inside, whether it's in your home or in an office. And that air, and especially the particles that are extremely small that you can't necessarily see, become more of a problem. And those are the particles that could be things such as smoke or viruses or bacteria, and things that are not obviously necessarily visible to the naked eye, but become a huge problem when it comes to presenting illnesses or preventing health and well-being in the office or home.
Well, let's say in the office, take for instance, now, say the office is air-conditioned or heated, and you, if the filters, whatever filters that they have, aren't doing so well, not cleaned, or is that a problem? Could that be a problem to people?
Well, sure. In most large office settings and even in homes, there's sometimes commercial systems of air filtration in the HVAC systems, and those are very prevalent. And the jobs of those filters and products is to obviously clean the air. But in the ambient air environment, especially in open office environments, it's very difficult to deliver that clean air exactly to where we breathe the clean air throughout the course of the day, which we refer to sometimes as your breathing zone, that area precisely around you where you breathe the air. And the reason for that is because there's a lot of disruptions in the ambient air. There's, with the HVAC system cutting on and off, people moving in and out of large office environments. If it's not a sealed environment for an extended period of time, it's very difficult to completely purify the air, and that's why we have been advocating this targeted air purification approach to, in addition to the commercial air purification systems, to really have a product that delivers that clean air exactly to where you breathe it throughout the course of the day or where you spend the majority of your time throughout the course of the day. And that's what that product you have there with you would do, whether you're in the office or sleeping or wherever you spend vast majorities of time during the day. It delivers that purified air directly to where you breathe it.
So now, in getting into the home, I mean, I would imagine, like, for instance, in the office, you're not dealing with, like, if you have pets, you know, pet dander or things like that. That's how does it deal? Does it deal with that? If you have, you know.
Yeah. Yes. It does. And I mean, pet dander is just one of the many things that causes, you know, allergy or asthma issues, and this certainly is going to address those as well as many of the smaller particles in the air. And in the home where we've seen most people use this type of targeted air device would be on the nightstand next to your bed, and then other places in the den, maybe on a side table, a couch or chair, and it really just provides that pure air where people spend the majority of their time. And, yes, it will address pet dander and all small particle items that are usually found and cause a problem with indoor air pollution.
Have you ever, like, has there anybody tried, for instance, I have cats, and I have friends that come in and I say, oh, I can't stay too long, I'm allergic to cats. If I, like, said, okay, let me put this in front of where you're sitting and see if it makes a difference. Do you think it would make a difference as long as the cats don't go over and, you know?
Well, I mean, that's very difficult to say. I mean, from someone, I mean, my wife has the same issue. She's allergic to cats, and so obviously we don't have them in the home. But it's very difficult to say if within a few seconds or minutes that issue would be alleviated. But we know from the studies and data we've run from the product that it certainly eliminates. From a distance of about 2 feet, over 96% of the smallest particles in the air, which would include a lot of that pet dander. So hopefully they would see some kind of improvement within a very short period of time if it would completely alleviate the issue for someone that has, you know, pet allergies in a very, very short period of time. I'm not sure. I guess it would just depend on how severe the allergies were and how often they were in the area where the product was being used.
Now, how about, I mean, it's not enough to, let's say, have an air filter in the room?
Well, that certainly makes a difference. And there's a lot of products out there that are room air purifiers, and most of those employ a technology.
Yes, that's where a purifier, right.
Yeah, exactly. A technology that's referred to as HEPA filters, which I'm sure you've heard of, and that's a high-efficiency particulate air filter, particulate arrestor filter. And those units that are typically or traditional room air purifiers, their job is to attempt to purify the air in the entire room. They're usually put in a corner somewhere, out of sight, and turned on for the duration of the day or night, and their job is to attempt to clean that entire environment. That can prove to be a pretty difficult task with, as we talked about earlier, your HVAC systems and a lot of the disruption in the air. And they certainly do clean the air to an extent, but whether they can deliver that clean air to exactly where you breathe throughout the majority of the course of the day is another story. And that's why we've designed and developed this product, which actually has a little bit different technology, to be able to be placed on your desk or in places where you would spend the majority of the time to deliver that clean air to where you actually breathe it. And the technology that we've employed is an electrostatic precipitation unit, and we have a patented, actually, paper filter, which helped us get really high energy efficiency. It means that the product does not have any real visible breeze or noise, which you may have noticed throughout the course of the time that you've used the product, and that allows you to place it in places where it's not really disruptive, and it can actually deliver that clean air zone to where you spend the majority of your time.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have it going right now. While we're speaking, I'm sitting in my little computer room here, and I have it going. What I wanted to ask you, does it make a difference of how high the fan is?
The reason we have the variable fan speeds is really to determine how large of a zone you'd like to create. For most people, if you're sitting there at the computer and it's within 2 to 3 feet of you, that very low setting or that zone setting is actually the optimal setting. It's the quietest setting, and it also doesn't really create any breeze. And because you're at your desk, obviously you don't want any noise or breeze, and it really is effective at that rate with its at that placement with its efficiency where you are to deliver that pure air to you. if someone had it on the nightstand at night while they were sleeping, sometimes people prefer to turn it up a little higher to create a somewhat larger zone. If there's multiple individuals or two people in the bed, it would just create that clean air zone or that area of pure air over the two people sleeping. And so that's why we've placed a few variable settings, just because in certain situations in the home or office, there may be different ways people use the product, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to address that.
Well, actually, I'm enjoying the fan because it's hot.
It certainly has been hot here in New York for the last 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I have an air conditioner, like, all the way down at the other end, in my dining room, and then I have two ceiling fans. So the air conditioning gets delivered, but not quite into this room. So I usually have a fan in case it's, like, too hot. And I said, well, let's see if the fan is just cooling enough so I don't have to have another fan, and it's just wonderful. It helps a lot.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's certainly not the intent to cool, but if it's helping, I'm really happy that it's doing that. But it's cooling as well as delivering purified air throughout that whole time. So that's great.
Which is, yeah, that's really nice. You know, I would like, it's a little heavy for me to do this, but this is something that happens when I'm going, and I hate to, like, you know, let the hotels know, or maybe they should. I do a lot of press trips, and I find most of the time when I get back after a press trip, when I'm staying in hotels, I come home and I get a cold. Meaning I start to get congested.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that the problem is that with the filters aren't cleaned in the air conditioners at the hotels, that I'm sucking this up and then it winds up bothering my chest. And so I'm wondering have you ever, experimented and, you know, I know it's a little heavy to do so for somebody to carry around with them, you know, tote this on the plane and take it with them and put them in the hotel that they're staying at. But have you ever tried doing something like that to test it out to see if it makes a difference if somebody staying in a hotel?
Well, we've actually, this product has started to be distributed in various places in various parts of the world as we've recently launched it in the last few quarters. And I can't say specifically if we've done any research in a hotel. I don't believe we have, but I would think that it would have arrived at some point into a hotel room, and because it's in so many different places and offices and homes right now. So I would hope it certainly would make a difference for someone. I mean, that's the prime reason we've created it, is for situations like that where we know that there is a filtration system at a commercial level, but it's just not really delivering, you know, the cleanest air possible to where someone is, whether they're sleeping or in the hotel at the desk. I certainly think this would be a big help to people in those environments. And we've done research and a variety of settings, but not necessarily in a hotel room yet. But every place that we've gotten some great feedback from, whether it's from facilities managers or just consumers in their home, from having it in their offices, in their homes, and really telling us that it's made a difference from their allergy perspective, just from, you know, a health and well-being perspective, or just they can tell a difference from the quality of air they're breathing throughout the day. So, I mean, it certainly works from a research perspective that we've done, and from the anecdotal information that we've received and qualitative information we've received from a lot of happy consumers out there.
Have you ever thought of making a more portable one?
That's a great question. We actually are constantly in product development and design. We have a great design team and design studio here in New York, and we work with with our colleagues all over the world, and we certainly have plans for different, or I guess various platforms, shapes and sizes of this technology to make sure that people can have pure air delivered to them no matter what setting they're in, whether it's traveling or at home or at work or in a larger room. So we definitely have plans to do broader applications with this technology. I just can't tell you exactly what that will be.
Yeah. Because I had a thought of, let's say, if you're going not just, you know, staying overnight someplace at a hotel, but let's say you're going someplace and you're there for, like, you know, for a week, and you say, well, let's take this little thing, you know, and not necessarily one for each person, but maybe, you know, somebody who may suffer more allergies.
That's funny you mentioned that. One of my colleagues at work just recently went on vacation, and his daughter, they have these air purifiers throughout the home, and his daughter actually brought the air purifier with her into the car and took it on vacation with them because she liked it so much and it was working so well for her. She wanted to take it with her to the hotel or wherever they were on vacation, but I thought that was a pretty interesting story. So, yes, I've heard of that happening, but I just don't know how often yet.
Yeah. I can actually, you know, as you said that I'm thinking, because, you know, most of the time when I'm traveling, I'm not getting in a car and traveling off someplace that I'm, you know, going on the plane. But, I can experiment with this. I'm going, I think at the end of this month, I'll be going someplace and staying overnight at a hotel and going by car. So
yep.
I think maybe I'm going to...
Please try it out. I think you'll have a lot of people actually be interested when they see it, and they'll ask you, you know, what it is and what it's all about, and does it work? Because certainly because of the design of the product, and you have one there, you can see how interesting the design is. We constantly have people, as we take them to shows in different places throughout the world, people are always asking, you know, what is that? What does it do? How does it work? And people are just very fascinated because of just the look of the product in general. And then when they find out how well it works, it makes it even better.
Yeah, that... you know, hopefully this won't be a loner, so to speak.
No, it's yours. You can have it.
Oh, good, because I really want to experiment with this in different areas. You know, I haven't put it where I'm going to sleep yet. This is the first time I'm using it, and in the room where I. You know, where my computer is. And it's just, I mean, I can, in terms of, like, breathing, I can feel that the air, right, you know, near me is different. It's kind of like, it's almost what, if an air conditioner, almost, what an air conditioner does, but even better in terms of being able to breathe.
You can certainly tell a difference, and I'm glad that you've been able to notice that. And the interesting thing is people are constantly thinking about throughout the course of the day, you know, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? Make sure the water's filtered. You know, everybody watches what they eat, try to make sure your caloric intake's managed. And I think on average in the U.S. we consume something like 3 to 5 pounds of food a day and around 7 to 8 pounds of liquid a day, and no one ever – or rarely thinks about the quality of air they're breathing. And if you put it in the same comparison, we will breathe the equivalent of about 35 pounds of air a day. So when you put that in comparison, what we eat or what we drink, it's significantly more, but yet you rarely think about the quality of air you breathe. And it's obviously extremely critical to your lifestyle and your health and well-being. And that's what we've tried to do is, you know, make people more aware of that and then have something that can really help them throughout the course of the day feel a little bit better and hopefully improve their life a little bit.
Well, I will conduct an experiment on somebody here who's allergic to cats and put it, like, right where they're sitting and see, you know, like if it makes a bit of a difference, you know. But see, my problem, and I guess if you're going to say knock on wood, I don't have allergies. And so, like, if there's dust in my house, I don't notice it until, like, I look at something and going, oh, that's dusty. You know what I'm saying? And where other people can come in, if they have allergies, they'll probably notice that. So in experimenting with this, I'm first going to, you know, make sure, like, I'll clean a room so, you know, so there's no dust. And put this in front of somebody and see, you know, if it makes a difference in terms of the cats. Although sometimes people, with the assumption or knowing, let's say they're allergic to cats, are going to react regardless of whether they're allergic to my cat. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
You know, because they already know. Oh, I'm allergic to cats. And just the mental or psychological,
I understand what you're saying, and I mean, I think it's 50 million Americans suffer from allergies, and many more million from asthma. So there's certainly people with a propensity to have an issue with indoor air quality more than others. But I would certainly say that the people that we've heard from that have used this, whether they have allergies or not, have still felt a difference, and whether you have an issue with allergies or you do not, it's still a fact that the indoor air quality is poor in most places, and a lot of those particles are the things that cause illness and disease and some issues from a health perspective. So if we can be proactive and eliminate those, whether you have allergies or not, it's certainly a good thing and a worthwhile thing to invest in and try.
Now, has this ever been, like, experimented on someone who has asthma? Like, if having it, like, you know, in front of them, you know, at home, that, let's say. That...
I mean, I certainly would think that of the products that have moved out, that someone that has asthma would have used the product. I have not heard specifically from them. We haven't research with people specifically with asthma. A lot of our research and data collection that we've done has been really focused on the particles the product removes from the air.
Right.
And we know that asthma is triggered by certain small particles, usually of 3 microns and below. And we know that this product removes the vast majority, 96% of those particles. So with that logic, it would stand to reason that it could significantly help people that have asthma and allergies, but we have not specifically done any research with asthma sufferers per se to show that.
Oh, okay. Now, because all these things are coming into my head of, you know, friends that have asthma, you know, things like that, and how, you know, how much it would make a difference. What I'm going to also do is an experiment at the same time. I have an air purifier, so I'm going to have the air purifier going with this in front of somebody and see how much it makes a difference to somebody who does have allergies. Because, like as I said, for me, it's not as noticeable. I mean, for me, the noticeable part is that, you know, like my nose, like I'm going, I can breathe. And I mean, as I'm breathing, the air coming from it, I mean, it's like feels nice to my nose. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as it should, and it's great to hear that. In the experiment that you're talking about comparing it to a room air purifier, that is some of the research and data we've done. And we actually did compare this unit as if it was on a nightstand or bedside table. And we had a large room air purification unit that actually had 3 times the power draw and the clean air delivery rate in the corner of the room. And our unit actually performed better than that unit in the what we call the breathing zone, which would be the area that someone would be breathing at night. So we know from the data that we've collected that experiment that you're talking about doing in real time, that that our product would be very effective in helping to eliminate the particles where someone actually breathes or breathes where they actually use the product. So that's I would encourage you to definitely try that one as well.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. And it's, you know, actually it was interesting that you said about putting the air purifier in a corner, and I'm going, oh, that's true. You know, you put it in a corner of a room, you're not really getting it, because I
guess, and the truth of the matter is, I mean, most people, that's where you place the room air purifier, and it's usually a box or a cylinder, and the problem is we don't breathe in the corner of the room. You know,
yes.
where do we spend the majority of our time? At our desk, or sleeping, or maybe somewhere, you know, on a couch or a chair in a sedentary position for an extended period of time, and that's where you need the pure air, not necessarily in the corner of the room. So.
Right. Well, actually, when I try this air purifier, now I'll put it in the center of the room, because I'm looking with. This particular one, because I get a lot of products, and this particular one, I haven't used this one yet, whereas I have two where it's like the things either deal with like the top of it or maybe on one side of it. This one is like dual, so it's like on both sides. There's two sides, and I'm going, how do I exactly place this? So that, you know, so that I'm getting the best quality. And it, when you said about the corner of the room, I'm going, oh, it really doesn't work to put in the corner of a room. It's not meant for that. It's meant for, like, let's say the middle of the room, and things are coming out on, and it's dealing with both sides and utilizing both sides.
Exactly. In the way that the room products are designed, it's difficult to obviously place it anywhere but the corner of the room. And that's why we designed our unit the way we did, is we know that it would be in someone's view for the majority of time they're there, so we wanted to make sure we designed a product that was able to deliver the clean air in the best way with the patented technology we had, but also something that, you know, aesthetically looks really nice and can be in your office or your home and be something that really, really fits in well. And apparently a few different organizations have agreed, because, I mean, we've had this out only for 2 quarters, and now we've won, I think, 6 design awards so far for the product. So we're really proud of how it's been received as far as the design.
Okay, that's really great. Well, I'll be writing about this, and I'm going to conduct a few experiments, as I said, one of which going to haul it with me when I get in a car and travel, and the other is I'm going to set something up in my living room so I have, you know, the two things happening, and somebody who has allergies, and just see if there's, you know, like a reaction, or maybe they can stay 3 hours instead of 1 hour or something like that. You know what I mean?
Of course. and we would certainly encourage you to do these experiments. I'm sure you'll find some positive results. And one last thing, speaking of allergy and asthma sufferers, one of the places that people can find the unit is actually an organization called Allergy Buyers Club. It's at allergybuyersclub.com, and they actually did a nice third-party review of the product, and they've really listed a lot of great information on this product as well as other air purification devices. But specifically around this product, I think they did a really nice review, and if your listeners are interested, they could certainly go find the product there.
Okay. Oh, one last question. Because there's two sides. I mean, does it make a difference of which side is facing you? Or, I mean, can, like, two people enjoy it at the same time? Or is it specifically that one side?
You certainly want the product, the front of the product facing you. And the front would be the part, and I believe you have one of the red products, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it would be the part with the red disc in the center, and so that's the side you would want facing you. And as I mentioned earlier, we made the variable speed, so if there's two people in a similar area or multiple individuals in a similar area and they wanted to benefit from it, you would just turn the variable speed up a little higher in order to create a larger clean air zone for multiple people. But for you at your desk, and for most people, the way they use it at work or at home is in the the zone setting for personal use.
Okay, great. Well, I thank you very much for sharing this with us. I'll certainly have a lot to write about. You know, people are coming up with great products for the holidays, and I'm also going to encourage people to buy themselves a gift. You know.
Well, that would be outstanding. Thank you for having me on and discussing our zone air purifier. And if you have any questions or any need any further information, feel free to reach out, and I'll make sure to give it so you can pass it on to your readers and listeners.
Okay, I certainly will.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks.
Bye. Yes. Well, we're going from this to talking about. Let's just get you on. Okay. Yes, it's your turn. You're on the air now for talking about Green Pan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Merle? It's very nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, the first thing I want to... Okay, introduce yourself and, you know, tell us who you are, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
Sure, all that kind of stuff. Well, I am Atif Lone. I am one of the account managers for Green Pan here in the United States. Well, actually, I'm not in the States right now. I'm in Toronto. I'm just traveling for a bit of work. But, yeah, I've been with the company here for about 8 months, and I am one of the guys that's responsible for really spreading the message about what we're trying to do with our healthy, eco-friendly, ceramic-based nonstick cookware.
Okay. Now, the first question, first I'd like to share that I've been using this.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. I've been using the pan, and my experiment, the way I wanted to see is, okay, can I make an omelet and it's not going to stick and I don't have to use any oil? Will it really work? And it did.
That's the best
I went,
experiment.
Oh, my
yep.
God. This is those things. It's like, you know, you see them on TV and you go, oh, look at that. And then when you do it at home, it's like, oh, that doesn't work like that. It showed on TV.
Yeah.
You know. And it's easy to the thing that shouldn't be shown, by the way, when they do this kind of stuff is when they show, you know, you could just wipe it clean. No, you can't just wipe it clean. I mean, whatever smell is on, it's not going to, you know. You have to still use water, a little soap, because you want to take away whatever you cooked in it. Sure,
absolutely,
you can wipe
yeah.
it clean, but
listen, you can wipe it clean, but if you want the rest of your food to taste like eggs for the rest of the day, then
that's
what you go with.
Yeah, that's true. What I'm going to experiment with is, and I haven't done this yet, is the old cheese thing. Melted
sure.
cheese. And the thing I'm going to do it with is, you know, when sometimes you have, like, when you're going to a restaurant, then you have this, like, I think they do it like Parmesan cheese, and then it mm-hmm. comes out to, like this round, like, you know, edible, you know what I'm talking about? It hardens
sure,
up, and, it, and you can crunch on it almost.
Yeah, like a crunchy cheese circle, that kind of thing. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, to see, you know, how and to show that, you know, it just, you know, you could just flip it right off the pan, and, you know, it's not going to, you know, kill the pan or anything like that. That'll be another experiment. But I've been using it a lot. To cook on with just anything.
Well, you know, Merle, it's funny that you mentioned that, because one of the things that we do as part of our demonstrations, obviously we do demonstrations in different stores for people to see, you know, that our product Green Pan is the real thing. We actually prepare usually in stores a product that we like to call upside down pizza. And now essentially what it is, you know, making a pizza in one of our frying pans, but just making it essentially upside down. And what that really means is putting the cheese on first and then putting the sauce on top of the cheese and then putting the bread, then putting the dough on top of the sauce. So essentially what you have is the cheese is right on the surface of the pan. And, you know, I can only say this because I've actually seen it, and I've seen it multiple times. You know, we'll put the cheese on there, a nice thick layer of cheese, and then we'll put on the sauce and we'll put on the dough. And we'll let it cook. We'll let it cook for a bit, and the cheese will get melty, and it'll get soft, and it'll get very sticky. And then, you know, we'll just kind of give it a little bit of a push with a spatula, get right underneath it, and flip it. And I'm not kidding you, it comes right up and it flips right over. There's not a mark left. I'm not kidding you. It is. That's one of the things that we love to do because, first of all, it's really cool to see, and second of all, it just speaks to the versatility of our pan and of our coating and of everything else.
Wow, that's a fabulous idea. Are you using pizza dough?
We're using those general frozen pizza doughs and things like that. But
right,
you know, that's just what we use because first of all, if I'm at the demo, I'm not a good enough cook to actually make pizza dough, so that's not going to happen. But as far as, you know, making sure that we can get the message across to the folks that are watching us,
right.
The main idea is, hey, check it out. The cheese is right on the surface of the pan, and it is feeling the full heat of the pan, and yet when you want to move it, it moves. It's not going to stick there. It's not going to get stuck. You're going to pick it up. It's going to flip right over, and that's one of the things that we love to do. When we're showing folks how the pan works. So if you want to run that experiment, I think that you should do it. I think that would be great.
I am going to do it. And by the way, because since you're probably not a cook,
how could you tell?
Here's a simple way of making pizza dough. You combine the flour with beer. That's it. And you make
those
a pizza
are two of my
dough
favorite
out of that.
That's great.
And what happens is that it'll come out as a thin crust. It'll rise. I mean, because of the yeast that's in the beer, it'll rise
sure.
a little bit. But you wind up having a thin crust pizza. So when you're turning it over, you're not really spending much time cooking it because it's like a, you know, nice thin crust. But anyway, just want to throw that in. I will try that.
That sounds great, yeah.
What I'd want to get into is, okay, why is this pan different from all other pans? In other words, what is it? I mean, pans have come out with different type of non-stick surface. What makes this one different?
Sure. Well, I think that one of the things that is really important to get into is that, you know, basically where green pans started from. So if I could give just a little bit of background on where green pans came from.
Oh, sure. I think you've got plenty of time.
Like sure. Basically, the idea is that green pan was founded, and the reason that green pan was founded was because our founders were looking for a different technique to making nonstick cookware, because of all the information that had been coming out about the traditional way of making nonstick cookware, which was with an organic chemical called PTFE. And that is the traditional nonstick layer that you'll see on most nonstick pans. And the fact of the matter is that over time, you know, a lot of information was coming out about that product, PTFE, and it had some serious downsides. And so what we at Green Pan wanted to do was look for, a better solution, a more positive solution. And what that came down to was going in the direction of a ceramic coating rather than an organic chemical coating. And that's the coating we use, the ceramic coating. It's called Thermalon. It is a ceramic-based nonstick coating. And by introducing that instead of the standard organic chemical PTFE coating, we get away from a couple major issues that most nonstick cookware have. First and foremost, in producing traditional nonstick cookware with PTFE as the nonstick coating, you have to use a lot of let's say, you know, negative chemicals in the production of the of that cookware. And one of the most important chemicals there is called PFOA. Now, PFOA is another organic chemical. It's used to produce this kind of traditional nonstick cookware. And that chemical, PFOA, is known to cause harm to nature and cause harm to personal health. It's actually been classified, PFOA has, by the EPA as a likely human carcinogen. And that's just something that, you know, we didn't think should be anywhere near the kitchen, anywhere near the cookware, anywhere near anything like that. And so that was one major issue that we wanted to get away from here at Green Pan. And then the other issue is that when you're using a traditional nonstick pan, hey, PFOA, you know, standard nonstick, it revolutionized the cookware industry. People have been using it for, you know, 50 some odd years because for the simple reason, because it works. But the problem is that it doesn't have a very wide temperature range wherein you can use it. And as anyone would know, if they've tried to cook in their own kitchen, you know, you can't keep track of your frying pans every second that you have it on the stove. And tons of people every single day have it happen where they'll overheat their frying pans, and next thing you know, it's gone way beyond the temperature where you want it to cook at. And the problem with standard nonstick coating, PTFE, is that it has a very narrow temperature range, and when you take it above that temperature range, when you take it above about 500 degrees Fahrenheit, to be honest, the PTFE coating will actually start to break down because it can't stand that kind of heat. And when it starts to break down, it will actually start to release a cocktail of chemicals that can be harmful to people. And that's just another risk factor that, you know, our founders here at Green Pan didn't really think was worth it, honestly. And they said that, hey, listen, these major reasons are why we just don't want to continue having this product on the market, and we want to be able to give people another option. And that's really what makes Green Pan different. Getting back to the question you asked, that's what makes Green Pan different, is that we don't use these, you know, harmful chemicals in the production of our coating and the production of our product. And once our product is made with our ceramic coating, we don't have those limitations as far as temperature. I mean, our coating, Thermalon, can be taken up to 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that's higher than most ovens will even go. But the point is that our coating, you know, even if you do happen to leave it on your stove for too long and it gets too hot, you're not going to have any kind of breakdown of the coating. You're not going to have any kind of release of any kind of chemicals or anything like that. Because our coating can stand the heat. Our coating is made to be a stronger option and a healthier option to have in the kitchen. And that really sums up what makes our product look unique and makes our product look different.
Well, then let me ask you, in terms of the Thermalon, is this something that your product has coined, or has this, like, other companies using it?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we have the patent for Thermalon. So as far as cookware, we are the guys that use Thermalon on our cookware. And the reason that we wanted to set that up was because our founders, they saw the opportunity in it. They saw the fact that, hey, listen, this is a product that we can put onto our cookware, and this is a product that a lot of people are going to want, because just as our founders had started to find out the more information about the downside to PTFE, they knew that eventually everyone else is going to find out the same information. You know, it's not private information. The EPA itself has come out and said that chemicals like PFOA are likely human carcinogens, and are driving people against using them in production process. And so we wanted to be the first guys, essentially, you know, the first guys in line to be able to offer that better option. And that's why we use Thermalon. We are, you know, the exclusive users of Thermalon as far as producing nonstick cookware.
So but also it's still, like, should be treated, and I have to say, like, the way Teflon was treated. In other words, you can't, you know, you shouldn't use a fork.
Oh, you know, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a nonstick coating. You know, it's still something that is being applied to the frying pan. So we still want to be careful with it. You still want to use, bamboo utensils or silicone utensils just to make sure that you don't put it through too much abuse. But one of the other benefits of using a ceramic-based coating is that it is a harder coating. So it will withstand more abuse than a organic chemical coating like PTFE, because
right.
PTFE is actually a very soft substance when you get down to it. And so if you go at that with, you know, a fork and a knife and things like that, it will start to come up immediately. Whereas with our coating, it'll withstand more abuse than standard PTFE coatings, but you still want to be careful with it and you still want to take care of it.
Right.
And that just goes back to knowing what you're using. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about I know, like, sometimes I'll watch some chef shows, and then they
sure.
take the frying – then they shove the frying pan into the oven. Is this – can you do that with this?
Yeah. Listen, our coating is safe up to 800 degrees Fahrenheit, and so what that means is that a lot of our products are oven safe as well. We produce a lot of products that are meant to be able to be used in the oven. And so based on the fact that our coating can withstand that heat, as long as the product is designed for that, yeah, you can do that. That's not a problem.
Now, I just so people understand, this is not like the only product you guys have, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we produce a lot of different styles, a lot of different ranges of nonstick cookware, and one of the reasons for that is just because, first of all, because we know that not everyone has the same style choices, and so we make a lot of different looks, a lot of different styles to the cookware that we produce. But at the end of the day, we're expanding the use of Thermalon into a lot of different avenues to create a lot of different opportunities for folks to get that kind of same healthy effect in their kitchens, and also get that same high performance that Thermalon does deliver.
Now, I understand there was like another product that sort of like looks like a rice maker what is it that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. We've just started making a rice cooker. What it's called is a Fuzzy Logic rice cooker. It's a rice cooker that essentially has a lot of different settings, a lot of different functions. It really could be considered a multi-cooker more than anything else. You can use it to make all different kinds of rice. You can use it to make sushi rice, risotto, standard rice. You can use it to make stews, actually, because the actual insert that's in the cooker is coated with Thermalon. It's coated with a ceramic nonstick. And that gives it a lot of versatility in terms of being able to prepare different products and different foods and things like that. And that moving into small electrics is one new idea that we have just recently come out with here at Green Pan. One of the other ideas is we're producing the first ceramic nonstick cast iron cookware. That's another brand new thing that we're producing here in this year. We're also coming out with new cookware lines, and we're really just kind of taking the idea that we have put forward as far as ceramic nonstick, and we're trying to make it as broad as possible so that as many folks as possible can see it and learn about it and put it in their kitchens and learn to love it.
So you have pots too that have that, the Thermalon?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, basically anything you can think about as far as a piece of
right.
cookware that's going to go into your kitchen, we will produce with the nonstick coating. We make, obviously frying pans. Emerald, you have one of our frying pans, is that right?
I have the frying pan, but I got to tell you what the problem with the frying pan is. I don't have I was hoping it would come with a cover. I'm going, oh. I mean, I'm finding something that will somewhat cover the size of it, when I cook, and I'm going, gee, I really, maybe you guys, have a cover for that one. I don't think so, do you?
Well, no, we've started to produce, we make a lot of pieces that have covers as well. As far
okay.
as for the frying pan you have, I don't know the one you have. If you could tell me, let me know which one you have, I could see what I could do for you. I could see if I could work something out for you. But no promises there, because I might get in trouble if I say absolutely.
Okay. I would love to try the rice maker, only because I tried something and it's like, oh God, I didn't get it in time, and now it's sticking to the bottom, and you know, oh God, here's all rice sticking to the bottom thing, you know, and
that's
that would
the
be
worst,
quite interesting to see, you know, to say, oh, okay, it's, you know, overcooked it, but hey, I'm gonna have to take out some scrubby thing and try and let it soak for 5 hours, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's one of the things that's cool about our cooker as well, is that it has its own timer function. So really, instead of setting it up and having to watch it and be worried about it, burning to the bottom or something like that, you can literally just set it to cook, and then it'll shut off itself, and you don't even have to worry about it, you know.
That's great. Send it on.
Oh, man. I will see what I can do. But, again, no promises.
Yeah,
you're getting me in trouble.
I got to tell you, I'm a gadget person. And the thing that I have, it's like, thank goodness this one thing was invented. I wouldn't know what to do without it now. I have a new wave oven. Have you ever tried one?
I have not. What's that about?
Well, it's electronic. It's by electric, I'm sure. Like they're always advertising on the TV, and it has the heat is like three different things, kind of thing, convection and stuff like that. I forgot what it's all about. And what happens is that my experiment with this thing was okay. I want to see if I can cook a duck. And see how it comes out.
Oh my goodness!
That was my experience. So I took a fresh duck, and all I did, I just put a couple of slices of ginger in it, and put salt around it on the coating on the duck itself, and put it in there. And an hour and a half later, it came out like totally crispy and totally juicy in the inside. And I said, oh my God. So what happens now, I think I have had my oven for 3-4 years already. I haven't even used the oven yet. So I'm one for gadgets to make life easier,
sure.
You know, and when it comes to something like, you know, so I don't have to scrub. It's like, okay, now, you know, with your thought of, okay, now I have a pan, and I can eliminate the thought of even buying, a piece of something that's steel woolish.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's one of the other cool things about our pan. That's one of the other things that I appreciate most of all, because, as you stated, I am not exactly a five-star chef over here. So one of the most important things to me when I'm cooking is how hard it's going to be to clean up afterwards. And that's one of the coolest things about Green Pan and about Thermalon, is that it really is a product where, you know, you run it under some warm water and just a little bit of soap, and it cleans right up. And that's one of the things that, like you said, it makes life easier. And that's just another one of the benefits that you get from it, besides obviously being healthier to have in the kitchen and healthier in production. It also works really well. It also makes things a lot easier in the kitchen, and that's why I love it, and that's why a lot of folks have taken to it as well.
Now, let me ask you a question in regards to, because I'm also thinking about, I'll go on your website and look at the things like, in terms of like the pots. Now, just in terms of like the smallest pot, let's say I want to boil water. Sometimes they say, you know, in terms of the pot that you use kind of makes a difference, and not the quality, but in terms of, you know, they say, you know, it's not as good to boil, water in aluminum or this kind of thing. You understand what I'm talking about?
I would say this. I'd say that the way we produce our products is that you know, we make sure that one of the major things is, you know, the heat distribution, the amount of heat that's getting to the actual vessel where you're going to be cooking. And that's one of the things that we always engineer into our products, is to make sure that there's even strong heat distribution across the board, whether we're making cookware that's made out of aluminum or it's made out of stainless steel or whatever you want. We are going to put it together in our factory and in our production process so that you're going to get the best result as far as, you know, actually when you heat it up, is your water going to boil quickly? Is your food going to cook evenly? That's one thing that we always take into account when we're making our products, is that it can't just be about bringing in, you know, a healthy benefit or something, or, you know, a healthy production process. That is very important to us. But the other aspect is that it has to make things, it has to make life easier for the customer too. And that's why we put so much time and effort into making sure that our products aren't just healthy and aren't just good for the environment, but they're also good for the consumer. And that's one thing that we always take into account as well.
Okay. Well, this is great. As I said, I'm going to go on the website and see some of the other products because I would love to experiment. And,
absolutely.
You know, when I write about all this to with some other things. The other thing I want to ask you, here's one of the things that happens to me. I'm boiling water, and I walk away, and I'm watching TV, and suddenly I'm going, wait a minute, was I boiling water? Wait, why do I, like, get the feeling I'm smelling, like, heat, you know? I have to put you on speaker because otherwise this is going to, I have a portable phone, it's going to die. Hang on a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry about that noise. Okay. it only has so much of a battery, these things, you know what I mean?
That's all right. That's all right. I understand. Not a big deal.
Yeah. Will it take better, like, if you accidentally, you know, over boil the water, like, now there's no water left?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the that's one of the other benefits of using Thermalon and using Greenpan, is that you know, these types of things happen in the kitchen. You know, people forget, people walk away from their boiling water, people walk away from their from their heating up pan, and all of a sudden they remember, hey, wait a second, I left something on the stove. And you go back to it, and what's happened? All the water's boiled off, and the pan is just cooking there on the stove. And with Thermalon and with Greenpan, what the essential effect of that is nothing. Because Thermalon is such a strong coating, such a strong nonstick coating, and can take such high heats, if you do happen to leave it on that heat and you happen to, you know, boil the water all off and it just happens to just keep heating up the pan, it's not going to have any effect on the coating. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about anything coming off of there, any kind of weird odors or any kind of weird fumes coming off of there. You don't have to worry about any of that because Thermalon is not going to have any kind of breakdown or release because of any kind of heat that you're going to do on the standard kitchen stove. You're not going to have to be concerned about that at all. And that's another thing that makes it very convenient to have in the home.
Well, it's great having you. The show is going to end in a few seconds. And so I will be in touch. And I thank you for being on and sharing this with us. So
thank you so much for having me on.
Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much again.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, yeah, went a little bit over time. It's still...